حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المتين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صلوات على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
We have been speaking regarding the fact that Iman has certain requirements. Whenever a person is a mu'min, Allah attaches some things with him and he must do certain things in order to maintain his Iman, without which Iman is not really there. We have accepted Islam, but Iman is not really there. And we saw that there are certain responsibilities we have as a mu'min for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. And then these three obligations that he has mentioned in Surah Hujarat, we see the first obligation, the first responsibility, where he says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la uqaddimu ayna yaday Allahi wa rasulihi. O you who believe, do not go ahead of Allah and His Prophet. When Allah and His Messenger, they say something, then you should not go ahead of that. You should not do something that is going to contradict what Allah has said and what Rasulullah has said. And then we see that in another ayat Allah says that, O you who believe, don't raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah. And then he also says that you should not behave with Rasulullah like how you behave with others. These three are responsibilities of a mu'min, and we discussed it yesterday. And in this regard, also one other important thing that we must remember is that Iman without Amal is not Iman, and Amal without Iman is not Amal. These responsibilities we have, one towards Allah and one towards others. We see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, He said, Laysa minna man taraka ad-din lid-dunya wa laysa minna man taraka ad-dunya lid-din. He said that person is not from us who has left his deen for the dunya. If anyone leaves his deen and religion for the dunya, he is not a Muslim, he is not from us. And anyone who leaves also the dunya for his deen, he is also not from us. Meaning you have responsibilities for deen and you have responsibilities for dunya. You have responsibilities towards Allah and his Rasul, and also you have responsibilities to the other people who you live with. And if you want to be a mu'min, then you must fulfill those responsibilities. And you must behave in the behavior that Allah is trying to teach us. And this behavior Allah has informed us of in Surah Hujarat. And here we begin by our responsibilities towards one another. As a mu'min, what is our responsibility towards the other? When we go through that list, we see that at one place Allah says to the believers and says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin. O you who believe, do not laugh or ridicule at another person. Let not one of you ridicule the other. Let not one of you laugh at the other. For the man, also for the woman, he made a mention over here. Here we see that Allah made a mention of ladies also in this ayat. And says, وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِن نِسَاءٍ. That you should not, that also the woman should not laugh at the other woman. So at first he mentioned that let not individuals, let not this group laugh at another group. Now the group includes men and women. But he mentions the woman right away after that as an emphasis that they should also be reminded. Maybe they might think that we are not included in that rule. So here we see that there Allah is saying, do not laugh at another person. Do not joke about another person. Do not ridicule another person. Why? Asa an yakunu khayran minhum. Maybe that person is better than you. Maybe that person is good and you are joking regarding him. And when you joke, maybe you don't know what the situation is. And here, from here, I want to explain this. Why do we joke? Why do we laugh at others? When a person laughs at others, when a person jokes about others, he feels and he thinks that he is, in fact, superior to him, above him in some way. That is why he laughs at him. A person, when he laughs at another person, for whatever reason, the reason he does that is because he feels he is superior to him in some way. He is above him in some way. That's why he laughs at another person. If he did not think that he is above the other, he wouldn't be laughing at him. Understand this. What does it mean? And what does it entail? It means that a person who thinks that he's above the other, if you think that you're above another person, that's why you laugh at him. Otherwise, if you did not think you were better, you wouldn't be laughing at him. You wouldn't be joking about him. You won't try to ridicule him. And this is the reason that even if you feel, and even if you think, and even if you know you're better than him, even then you don't laugh at him. Why? Because if you are better than him, then you don't laugh at him because Allah said, do not laugh at another. Allah has said this. If Allah said it, then it means that if you laugh at another person, if you joke about another person, then what does that make you? It makes you feel that you are higher than him. And it makes you think that you are higher than him. And then we see that a lot of times it does come down to ego and pride and arrogance. Arrogance is the basis of this disease. If a person has arrogance, one of the things of arrogance is that you laugh at other people. Because you feel that you're higher than them, that's why you're laughing. Because you feel you're higher and above them, that's why you look down on them and laugh at them. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, La yasqar qawmun min qawmin. Do not let a people laugh at another people. Maybe those other people are better than them. How do you know they're not? How do you know they're not better than you? Do not laugh at them. You see this. And you see how Allah has explained this and His eloquence. Let me explain this if you send me salawats.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You see, Allah wanted us to be modest. Allah's intention is to make us humble. To bring humility within us. If we are humble and modest, then we have a chance of recognizing Allah. A person who's arrogant, he cannot recognize Allah. And so what happens is that Allah wants us to be humble. But you see, when we look at the world and we see the examples in the world, you will see that the law of the world is different. The law of the world is different. The law of the world says that if you are, for example, have more wealth, if you have more power or a post that the others do not have, it teaches you to look down on them because they're below you and you are above them. And this is the reason why we see that whenever an individual who has a post, when he comes across to his office and he sees the doorman, so what happens? He's expecting the doorman to greet him. He expects that doorman, that person who's at the door, opening a door for you, he wants him to greet him. Now what happens? If you greet him, is your Islam going away? If you greet him, is your iman being destroyed? But no, just because of the fact that we feel that we are above him, we want him to greet us. We do not want to greet him. But Islam's law is different. You see, Islam says, if you are standing and someone else is sitting, if you are above him, then Islam says that you should greet him before he greets you. You see that? Islam says that if you are riding and the other person is walking on anything, on a horse or a car, whatever you're riding on, and if he's walking, then you should not wait for him to greet you. You should greet him. You should greet him. Understand this. Understand why this is. When we look at this and when we see the reason why that person who has a car must greet the person who's walking. When you see both of them, one doesn't have a car, one has a car. So now, when we see these two, who are more indebted towards Allah? Who owe Allah the most? Who have the most blessings from Allah? At least that person doesn't have a car, you have a car. So now, when Allah gave you a blessing, so when Allah gave you a blessing more than the other person, then blessings are meant to create gratitude in you, not arrogance. Understand this. Blessings are meant to create gratitude in you so that you give shukr to Allah. Not to create the fact that you are more than him or higher than him. This arrogance is, if it is out of the result of this blessing, then you have done kufran and ni'mat to this blessing. You have been ungrateful to this blessing Allah gave you. Allah, when He gives another person a blessing above the other person, He expects that person to lower himself. And I want you to understand why. Why this is the case. The reason is, my brothers, understand this. Whenever Allah gives you blessing, that blessing is meant to help you understand that this is from Allah. That it is meant for you to understand that you owe Allah something. You are, in fact, that Allah has blessed you with this. He has put a debt on your neck. When He put this debt on your neck, it is meant for you to humble yourself and to give gratitude towards Allah. And when you give gratitude towards Allah, then you recognize the fact that this blessing is something that Allah gave you. Allah, He gave you this blessing. And out of this blessing, He showed you that He is kind. He showed you that He is kind because He gave you this blessing. When Allah gave you this blessing above the other person, so He showed that Allah has explained to you that He is merciful towards you. He has blessed you. So now this blessing entails in it that you should also show your kindness to that person who doesn't have it. You should show that blessing to that person who does not have it, so that when that person is going to come across you, he should not feel belittled because of the blessing you have. That's why Allah said, no, you greet him first, so that he does not feel belittled by this blessing. You see this? You should not feel belittled by this blessing. This is the reason when you see someone who doesn't have a blessing, you greet him first. This is the law of Islam. This is the law of Islam. And the more blessings He gives you, the more our neck should be burdened by Allah's debt.
Yes.
You see that? The more our blessing should be burdened by His debt, the more humble we should be. Otherwise, understand the difference between wealth and blessings. Wealth is not blessing. My brothers, understand this. Wealth is not ni'mat. Having wealth doesn't mean that you have ni'mat. Wealth can only become ni'mat if it is making you humble. Mm-hmm. Wealth can only become a blessing if it's making you humble. If it's making you arrogant, then that is wealth. It is not blessing.
Allah.
It is not a blessing. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So Islam has made a law. Islam has made a law that whenever you laugh at someone, it means that you feel that you are above him. And he says, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la yasqar qawmun min qawmin. O you who believe, do not laugh at another people. Do not ridicule them. Do not ridicule them. Why? Because this laughter, this ridicule comes out of the fact that you feel that you're higher than him or he is lower than you. That's where it comes out of. But now you see there are two things. One thing is that you are actually above him. For example, if you have the knowledge that you are actually above him, whoever it is, you see that you, in every way, are actually above him. And you are higher than him. And then you show yourself as higher than him. When you actually are. So if you are actually higher than him, or above him, and you show that you are, this is different then when you are actually not higher than him, but you feel that you are higher than him. You see that?
The clan brothers.
You are not above them, but you feel that you are above them. You regard yourself as being above them. This is one other thing. And both of these two have a different name. When you are above others, and you let others know that you are above them. This disease, or the name for this type of emotion, is called takabbur. The name for this emotion is called takabbur, and the person who has it is called mutakabbir. This is someone who is actually higher than you, and he tells you that he's higher than you. This is called a person who's mutakabbir, and the disease is called takabbur. This is the reason. And the individual who, for example, is not higher than you, he is not above you, but he feels he's higher than you, this is called istikbar. This is called istikbar, and the person who does this is called mustakbir. This is the reason why we see that the name of Allah is not mustakbir. Allah's name is mutakabbir, because mutakabbir is someone who's actually higher than you, and he tells you that he's higher than you. And the only person who has the right to do this is Allah.
Yes.
This is why he's called al-mutakabbir, because he's above you. There is no one. He's above you, and he tells you the way it is. But when someone is not above you and he feels that he is higher than you, this is called a mustakbir. You see this? I want you to understand this. He is called a mustakbir. Now you see Allah, he gives the example of a mustakbir. And you know this example. And Allah says in the Quran, when he said to everyone, make sajda to Adam. Everyone did except for Iblis. Now read the ayat with me. Aba, you see that? You should know the ayat. You know, I mean, the thing is that, unfortunately, when we read the Quran, it so happened that one time this individual, he went to Imam Ali alayhi salatu wa salam. And he said that, listen, before your Khilafat, when the others were ruling, everything was fine. Everything was fine. Now that you became a Khalifa, look at all the problems in the Muslim Ummah. Look at all the problems in the Muslim Ummah. He said, what's the difference? I mean, what happened? You know, and obviously Imam Ali replied to him with one small sentence. The man became happy and left. The man, after that, didn't say anything to Imam Ali. He said, in that time, everything was all right. No fighting, no wars, nothing. And in your time, there's wars going on. Everything's going on. He said, what's the reason for this? Imam Ali said, in their time, I was their advisor. In their time, I was their advisor, so everything was well. And in my time, you are my advisor. And it's the same thing like this. I mean, our elders, right, they taught us some Quran, and it went into our head, and it's there. Now, the elders of our children, since they haven't taught them anything, so when we ask them for an ayat, they're like looking at us. So all it shows is that we should know these ayat, that when we read these ayat, we should know what these ayat are. Allah says in the Quran that the only person who didn't make sajda is Iblis. Iblis did not make sajda. Why? Aba, he refused. Wastakbar, and he was istikbar. He deemed himself higher than him. See, he didn't say that he was mutakabbir. He said he was mustakbir. Mustakbir means someone who is not higher than you, but he thinks that he is higher than you.
Yes.
This is the reason why we see Allah showed that Iblis was the example of that person who thought that he was higher than Adam, but he is not. And the same way also goes towards the Muslims. When Allah, He spoke about mu'mineen in the Quran, He did not say they were za'if. He did not say they were weak. He said they were mustaz'af.
Ya Allah.
Mustaz'af means that they were deemed to be weak. They were not actually weak. And this is the reason Allah said the enemies of Islam, they are not mutakabbir, they are mustakbir. Why? Because they are not higher than you, they are not above you. But they think they are. And you are mustaz'af, meaning you are not weaker than them, but they think that you are. This is the reason why he says that those people are mustakbir, so that whenever the Muslims are going to come in opposition with the enemies of Islam, they should know that the enemies can, that the enemies of Islam, they can be lower than you, but they can never be higher than you.
Yes, brother. Yes.
You see that? They can never be higher than you. This is how Allah is trying to train our mind and let us know that those enemies that we have, those enemies that we have, they cannot be mutakabbir. They can only be mustakbir. They think they are higher than you. And you are not za'if. You are mustaz'afin. In other words, that you are not weaker than them. They just think that you are weaker.
Yes.
You see that? They just think that you are weaker. And if this is the case, then you should understand that the first person to think that he is higher than the other was Iblis. Mm-hmm. Was Shaitan. And I want you to understand this, that he was the one. And what wrong did he do? He thinks that he is higher than Adam. He thought that he is higher than Adam, that he is above Adam, and that Adam is lower than him. This was his mistake. So in any time now, in any era now, if anyone has this attribute in them, if anyone has this attribute in them, then that person will also be related to Shaitan.
Yes. Yes, party of Shaitan.
He will always be related to Shaitan. Why? Because Shaitan is a mustakbir. Shaitan is a mustakbir. And anyone who has the disease of istikbar, he will be known as mustakbir. He will be known as Shaitan. Now you understand why Imam Khomeini said, America is Shaitan e Buzurg.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Ali Muhammad!
Ali! Henry!
Yadi!
This is the reason, why we see that America, he said, is Shaitan e Buzurg, the big Shaitan. Big was intended to put it down.
White supremacy.
Big was intended to put it down, to let us know that Allah has taught us that whenever the word Shaitan will be used on anyone, it will be because they think that they are higher than you, but they are not in reality higher than you.
Yes.
You see that? They are not in reality higher than you. This is the reason. Istikbar, my brothers, these are people who think they are higher than other people.
Yes.
But they are really not higher than them.
They're weak.
They are not higher than you. And they think that you are weaker than them, but you are really not weaker than them. This is why Allah says, mu'mineen, he says, are people who are mustaz'af. Not weak, but those who are deemed weak. And the enemies of Islam are those who are mustakbir. They are not higher or above. No, they are like you or lower than you.
They are frightened.
But they are never higher than you. This is something we must put in our mind. And laughter and ridicule comes when we laugh at others or ridicule others. And any nation does that, it is because they feel that they are higher than others. This is a disease that they have. When they have that disease, then you know that that person, his attribute is like that of Shaitan. And hence, to ourselves also, we can take advice from this and say that no. Allah says to the believers, La yasqar qawmun min qawmin. Do not laugh at another people. Do not ridicule them. Asa an yakunu khayran minhum. That maybe those people are better than them. Maybe they are better than you. You don't know. Do not laugh at them. Do not ridicule them. This is not the way of believers. This is not the way of believers. Believers, when they look at other people, the only eyes they look at them with is to give them guidance. Mm-hmm. is to help them and to give them guidance. They do not look at other people to ridicule them or to make jokes about them. This is something that we must stop ourselves from doing. If we do this, this is not the habit of a mu'min. This is one of those things that Allah says for a mu'min, it is a requirement that he should not laugh at other people. He should not try to ridicule other people. This is not his way. His way is through humbleness and humility. His way is to teach others. His way is to guide others. His way is to bring them towards Allah. This is the job of a mu'min. A mu'min's job is not to look at others and laugh at them.
Yes.
And this is something that we must understand and we must apply in our lives. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq and a blessing to be on the right path.
Amen.
To give us the wisdom to understand His guidance. Hasten the reappearance of our Imam.
Amen.
Make us His helper when He comes.
Amen.
Wa akhir ad-da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahumma.